of Almighty God. You know, when we come to sing Wonderful Deliverance, we always should be aware of the amazing grace that you pour upon our lives. That I move earth as a believer through the gift of faith that your Son is our Lord and Saviour. But your grace didn't stop at that point. Your grace is outpouring every single day of our lives. For you are indeed a gracious God. You are a faithful God, faithful in all that you are, and faithful in all that you do. And it is by your grace, your faithfulness to us all, that we are indeed here today. With that hope in our hearts of the salvation that is in your Son, Jesus Christ, we thank you for that amazing grace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Notice it.
And then it's distracting. It.
Just to fill you in regarding Rosemary Byatt Jones wife, they both went to see the consultant yesterday, and the consultant had been talking with other doctors as regards what decision to make regarding this very large polyp in the bowel. The decision that they have taken is that they're going to try to remove it when they do a colonoscopy. They will only be able to do that if the polyp has not embedded itself into the wall of the bowel. Now, I hope this will be an encouragement to you to continue praying for Rosemary. But a lot of you will know, before we joined you many years ago, praying for Richard when he got this abscess on his foot area, and the doctors could not understand why it wasn't responding to all the drugs that they were putting into it. And the only conclusion that they could come to was the fact that Richard's guts had wrapped itself round this abscess to stop it from exploding, and then of course it would have died. So when they came to operate on Richard, they actually allotted, I think it was 2 or 3 hours longer to do the operation, because he said it's going to take so long to delicately unwrap all the duct from around this abscess. I know you prayed, but when they came to remove this abscess, there was no duct wrapped around it, they could just get straight on with it. So take that as an encouragement when we pray for Rosemary, that it wouldn't be embedded by God's power and mercy within the wall of the bowel. Your prayers are already working, because Rosemary shared with me yesterday, she said, I have just been at such peace about it. When this colonoscopy will take place, it's not known yet. But one of the concerns in Rosemary's mind, as well as John's, and one or two of you will know about this, many years ago they had a good friend, Maurice Clark, who when they did a colonoscopy on him, they actually punctured his bowel and he ended up in the right mess. So John and Rosemary have got that at the back of their minds. But carry on praying. God is gracious and God is merciful. Thank you.
Okay.
I've got one more notice, it's from Vicky. So I'll just read it, I should give it a minute. I know it's only spring, but here's a notice about the minor operatic pantomime for next Christmas. I know. That's why I said from Vicky, not me. Seriously. It's a Latin pantomime for next Christmas. This year we are on the priority booking list and I aim to send our booking form on Monday 30th of April. I am booking seats for the Saturday matinee at 2 p.m. at the City Hall on Saturday 29th of December. It's only 8 months away. Listen, if you're interested in booking for a different day, I can let you have another booking form. Please sign the sheet on the notice table if you'd like to reserve a seat. Thank you, Vicky. So get moving. Only 8 months. Thank you. Well, these things are popular, aren't they?
Yeah. You know,
so they just calm down now. Maybe a long time away from
that. Steady now. Yesterday was the party we had. Excuse me. Yesterday was a party we had for Marcy's retirement. After 40 years in the health service, so all done and dusted, and we have brought the celebration forward to join you good people here today by baking cake. And it's not been cut yet, so you can witness the cutting. But the blue team's in the deck chair, they're masters, so you can't have that. Join us afterwards, folks.
Congratulations, dear, on your retirement. Okay, take our collection, please. And for the benefit of any visitors among us today, our collection is one way that we raise funds for the work of tourism.